Okay.
I also pressed the button before I gave anyone a chance to object. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
The recording starts with Jen just saying, okay.
Yeah, that can be anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jen could have agreed to anything. We don't know. Maybe they agreed mm-hmm. to, you know, being a beta tester for Diablo 5.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I don't think I qualify for that. Diablo 5 is going to be a whole different thing anyway, so to speak. It's, God, I can't remember the name that they put upon it, but it is going to be different than what people are playing now.
There was a long, drawn-out discussion in Chris's podcast this morning about Diablo 3 and how they all miss it.
Aww.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of
I kind of want to go back to that. There was a lot of what?
Angry discussion as well.
Okay.
That we will not get into right now because this is
no, that's fine.
Happy-go-lucky podcast where nothing bad ever happens. Hello and welcome to Cause and Effect, where everything bad that does happen, yes, I lied, is the player's fault.
Mm-hmm.
This is a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign in a world that I've been crafting since 2017, I want to say. My name is Crash.
I will be
your DM for the evening. Tonight I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, who writes books and puts them on listbookahoy.com. Ellie, who is Ely for the holiday season because we're recording this on Halloween Eve. And by that, I mean September. Eo, whose mom writes book. at elizabethbacoy.com. Millie, who admins a Schrodinger's Federated social network at Elek, ELEKK.XYZ. And Jen, who has bookofjen.net and podcast at shatteredsoulstone.com for Diablo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The aforementioned Diablo stuff, which is why I think that you might actually be qualified. But in any case, yes, I put the plugs at the beginning. The plugs will be at the end. We have changed the format. Pray we do not change it further. This is the second time I used that line, and we've recorded several shows in between where I forgot to do that. So that means I've changed it twice since then. But anyways, what happened last time?
Nothing. This is a brand new campaign.
Sort of, kind of. We split the party. We did. We split the party dramatically.
No, you did not just split the party. And Flynnry already has inspiration, so I can't say Flynnry has inspiration, except I just did. You didn't just split the party.
Mitosis to the party.
Yes, you mitosis
right, there
to the party.
You go.
And I don't know how to write that out because it doesn't track properly when I write it out for the past tense of my mitosis. However, yes, you split the party and then added new characters. So we have existing characters. Jen will be playing Mech. Mm-hmm. Ia will be playing Cavill. Chadwick McCool Guy will, of course, be played by Millie. A is here, too.
I thought you were going to say played by himself. That's where I thought you were going with this.
You know, that was a possible thing I could have done. I was taking clips out of our episode 1 for outtakes today, and it's interesting how Chadrick's character voice has changed in the 49 episodes, by the way. Just saying.
Wild.
But, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But also, wouldn't the past tense, couldn't you just do it like they done did a mitosis?
I suppose there are many correct ways that I will be told are incorrect.
Not saying that done did is a correct way to say anything, but it is quite fun.
But we also have two new characters. Ellie, tell us about the character you're playing this evening.
Hang on a second. I was not expecting this. I have a backstory written up somewhere.
Oh, good.
Ellie will be playing Antuxa.
Me. Something.
I think this would be a very different game if Ellie played a character that was based even remotely on Antuxa.
Oh, hey, another tiefling.
Ellie is playing Flynnry, an owlin sorcerer who is a teacher at the academy whose name she can never remember, in character or out of character. She is the kind of person who does not need to study magic and studies magic anyway. And she is along for the ride because she needs to go find some of her students who have gone missing in the Orklands.
Oh, there's a cat that's from the Orklands.
Yeah, I don't think he's here anymore. I think he went out.
No. No, he is very much not here anymore.
Yeah.
He's now a city cat.
I do appreciate that Flynnry has an arcana bonus of plus 7, which might make Flittery the anti-Zeely sorcerer.
One in our group has to be able to understand what magic is.
I have expertise in Arcana.
I don't even know who my own god is.
You and Sori.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
If I
was
playing...
have expertise in religion.
If I had any character that I controlled in this session besides A, the urge to say sounds like a skill issue would be rising up. But A would never say that to Chadrick.
But the thing is, Chadrick knows.
Yes, but there's knowing and there's saying it out loud. By the way, Beth, who are you playing this evening?
Well, this is Quillate. It's spelled Q-U-I-L-L-A-T-H-E. No one can actually remember how to say it. Just call her Quill. No one pronounces it right. They all go Quillathe or Quillathe. It's Quillathe. Quill. Just go with Quill. Yes. Yeah, she's a ranger. She's got a bow. Yeah, it's funny. Sure. She's your standard Legolas-style elf with pale blonde hair, piercing blue eyes, skin like apricot ice, and she attempts to be all business at all times.
Also, the easy way to remember how to pronounce that name is to remember... The easy way to remember how to pronounce that name is to remember that it's what you absolutely don't want to order at Starbucks.
It's pronounced anything?
That's a weird way to spell anything.
You do not want a Quillate. No.
Actually, it's the season for a pumpkin spice Quillate.
Okay, is
a Quill Latte what it's called when you put NyQuil in your latte to make yourself fall asleep?
That's called a coma.
Potato, potato.
Okay, so let's see. Some conjure animals, and we're... anyway, she is being cool and professional. Darn it.
And... last but not least, Sam Reich has been here the whole time.
That would be the one icon that I can't mouse over, huh?
You should be able to mouse over it and see that it says Sam Reich.
Nope.
Oh, no, it doesn't do that for me either.
Well, in any case, that icon is there because of Ellie. Okay. But it's a great joke. So he remains. Although I don't think he's going to do well in the Orc lands. It's full of dinosaurs.
Maybe not, yeah. Uh-huh.
Dinosaurs are... famously not known for doing well on game shows, and I suspect most of them are sore losers.
Whoops.
Yeah. It would help if he didn't change the rules.
I'm going to make sure I've long rested.
So, this particular arc, we've got half of the party over there in Oregano, which is a wonderful seaside property, salt mine type place, getting attacked by a shark god and their Sahuagin minions. It's fun. The postcards say, glad you're not here. Really, stay away. This is not a place of honor. But the rest of you picked up a different quest, a quest to pick up 3 black boxes. Because previously, when you found Marwood and brought him back to civilization, on the back of A, the manticore at the time, he got better or worse, depending on your opinion of manticores or kobolds. Well, Marwood published his research that he had over a mobile Liamin's tiny hut. So not only can you have a 10-foot diameter impenetrable bubble around you, but you can make it fly around. There was a Disney movie about that. I think it was called The Explorers or something. I don't know. But in any case, he has the notes for that, and he published them, and people have been testing it. The Ogmanites have been testing it extensively, not with living subjects, because every now and then, all those brain cells they're firing trigger the, well, I'm not getting in that reaction. Which is why Ogmanites are able to reproduce. Otherwise, they'd all be dead. So when they send these things up into the upper atmosphere or to space or further, they don't quite know how far the range is yet. They're working on it. They include a little box of sensors and gizmos and magical and mechanical recording devices. They call it a black box. It's supposed to be able to survive massive impacts. And it floats in water pretty well. Flotsam is an island. That's where a lot of these Ogmanites are. So it lands somewhere around Flotsam, and they send out a boat to pick it up and bring it back. You know what else is relatively close to Flotsam? The Orklands. And three of these black boxes have landed in the Orklands. There is a way to track them, and they will give you that device so you can track the three black boxes. It'll latch on to whichever one is closer. Once you retrieve it, there is a mechanism you can adjust on the black box you've retrieved so it will stop sending out that signal. So you won't keep going, all right, it says that we're right here, because you're holding the black box in the other hand. Yeah, they did think about that eventually. I won't say how many black boxes were lost before they thought of that, but they did think of it. So there's three in the Orklands. They'd like you to get all three of them and bring them back, and there's a reward. There was also an additional quest that Mo pulled Cavil aside previously to let Cavil know about, where there's also a giant robot. This robot has been recently discovered. It is in ruins. It is partially covered over with detritus and old growth forest and stuff. It is very, very old. And, you know, this particular group, well, members of this particular group, again, you've mitosed, have a history with ancient technology. And there is an antagonist.
My defense, I think that all technology is ancient because I'm from the future.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying.
This is fair, but Mo considers it to be ancient technology, and Mo is fairly ancient himself. This is older than he is. Mm-hmm. There's also an antagonist in this particular campaign who is older than the ancient technology. One could argue made of older ancient technology. Who
is that cool dragon I found?
No. No, this is the person who took you apart.
Her.
To be fair, they put you back together again. And they did ask first.
That is true.
Yes. Well, Mo would like whatever is useful out of that thing, probably its brain if it has one, because that would be the part that would likely be most important that you really don't want Pleroma Springweather to get her hands on. And as luck would have it...
Sclerora, you mean?
Sclerora. I said something else, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I was calling Marwood Marwise in a previous game, so...
Yeah.
I'm looking at my notes, too, but I have to scroll over to see Sclerora Springweather's name. So I didn't scroll over. But that said, one of the black boxes seems to be fairly close to that robot, if not in the same area or even on top of the giant robot. Who knows? Maybe it's in its eye socket, so you're going to have to reenact the scene from the original player's handbook and have a bunch of adventurers climbing up and prying it out of the eye socket. That'd be really fun, probably.
Oops.
But yeah, Mo would like that collected as a personal favor. That might end up being a personal favor for you. After all, he has a vested interest in seeing Cavil do well. And it's not for sentimental reasons. He will deny that, categorically. Look, someone has eventually started putting in replies when he keeps using the social network feature of Cavil's tablet to ask questions. And he doesn't want that to stop. Pretty sure it's usually Cavil.
Unless Hobby swiped Cavil's tablet for some reason.
You were looking for videos of birds.
Mm-hmm. It's how you get to sleep. They make these soothing squeak noises.
Well, that was a laugh. Quill already has inspiration. Spend your inspiration, people.
Right, I'll try. Sorry,
I clearly need to give you some pretty tough things to do. All right, so the first trip is easy because member service is able to teleport you to where the first... What's that?
You're upset because the two characters who literally just joined the party have inspiration.
Yes.
We have not had a chance to spend the inspiration yet.
I didn't say my being upset had anything to do with logic or reason.
Well, good.
Because I don't think I'd be able to defend that argument, so I'm not making it. I'm hand-waving that. Just like I'm hand-waving the whole trip to the Orc lands because we have teleportation technology. Congratulations, you are in front of a tree. It is covered in vines and flowers, and there is a box that you could argue has black on it. It is mostly orange and yellow. If you turned a strange mutated hornet into a cube, that would be the black box. It is currently wedged between two tree branches, about 20 feet up.
Mm. Can I go get it?
You can make the attempt, sure. You would have to climb the tree.
Sure, all yeah. Right.
Give me an acrobatics roll.
Non-athletics?
Not athletic.
No.
That's a 9.
Okay.
We need to get you that thing. Want to just fly?
Oh, yeah. You have
flying shoes. But by the way, if it had been athletics, that would have been a 10 because yeah. Chadwick. So you have successfully reached the first branch.
I got it, guys. I got it.
And by that, I mean you're hanging by arm's length from the first branch.
Or Flynnray could...
Can I just sort of bounce up the tree okay. limbs sort of thing with the 23 acrobatics?
I am 100% acknowledging Cavil, saying I could just go and get it, or Flynnray could. I am acknowledging this and imagining that regardless, the people who cannot just fly over to the black box and pull it out of the tree are like, no, no, I got this. I will climb the tree.
I'm, by the way, right now waving frantically at Mech, hoping that I'll get uppies so I can get down.
Mech will walk over and hold her arms up. Put you on her shoulder like a little baby and walk away a little bit.
And by the way, I'm not like koala-ing Mech.
By the way.
Like, oh, God, yeah. That was so scary.
When you are on Mech's shoulders, you are actually higher up than the tree branch was.
Yes.
That's not important. It was scary.
She will safely put you down next to her. There you are. You're safe okay. now.
With this wonderful aside resolved, Quill has rolled a 23 acrobatics check. You very quickly climb the tree, brushing the vines and flowers out of the way. They keep getting in your face. It's worse than your hair, really.
Having
long hair and being a ranger running through the woods is entirely impractical if you don't keep it in a ponytail, but you keep it loose for the aesthetic, dagnabbit. It's important.
I have actually tucked into my hair, where you can't see it, a sort of, you know, large barrette thing that when I need to, you know, you just snap it open, you grab up all the hair, you clip it back, and then all the hair is clipped back.
The transformation right sequence, now, like in anime, would yes. you do that?
Yes, exactly.
So you get up to this black box, which establishes mostly not black. It is very clearly wedged really well between these two tree branches. It's possible it arrived here at speed from some height and possibly at an angle. It's going to require a strength athletics check to pull it loose.
Cavil, you and I routinely reach heights of which they can only dream. When they have an opportunity to climb, we must allow them to do so.
Someone get under this thing so that Quinn
tree back at base.
Yeah, and Hobby was usually climbing pretty high on that.
Also, my brain was just like, I'm so glad he didn't say anything about it if they dream of high places, because I can't dream.
Aww.
Can someone be in a position to catch this thing while I attempt to use all of my strength to shove it out?
I'm still in Mech's arms.
Yes, no, I will catch
down
it.
Next to me. There you go. Do that.
I'll help.
I'm still making uppie motions with my hands.
Mech is ignoring that. You're standing on the ground. You're fine.
Okay. I am going. Quill is going to be trying to shove the heck out of this thing with all of her puny strength. Okay, it's not puny. It's just +0 to everything. It's puny. And not trying to worry about catching it gently on the other side. That is now someone else's problem.
Okay.
I mean, the black box was designed to fall from space and survive. Falling from the tree, if that's what not breaks it, it was a skill issue from the Ogmanites.
Mm. Yeah, well, basically she wants to do all out and hope like heck that this like might possibly give her a bonus or advantage or something.
A is also under the tree holding their cloak out.
Aww. A is wonderful.
Hoping to mm-hmm. catch it between, but
okay, whether so or not A is able to do this will depend.
This is going to be athletics,
yeah. You say. This is going to be pathetic. I just know this is going to be pathetic. Well, I told you it was going to be pathetic. Line. I feel like I fell off the, I shoved it so hard I fell off the out of the tree, clearly.
No, I'm thrilled that you said that because what I was going to ask was, how do you screw this up?
I get into a dramatic position. I manage to wedge my shoulders underneath the box. I go shove with all my might, and the limb under my feet breaks.
You have successfully dislodged yourself from the tree.
How much damage, and can I make an acrobatics roll to not break my ankle on the way down?
I'll go one better. Give me an acrobatics check or an athletics check. Your choice.
Acrobatics, duh.
Okay,
that's
the thing I no longer have because I sold should be out of my inventory.
I should have seen a roll and I didn't see the roll. Let's try that again.
I see your roll. It's a question mark.
Oh, no.
Now I see your other roll. It's also...
Yeah, you're seeing...
Two question marks. Oh,
we fixed this in the GURPS game. Configure settings. Dice so nice. 3D dice settings.
Oh, right.
Special effects, was it? No.
Yes, and show other players special effects. Damn. And then you have to reload.
3D dice settings.
Only this is the game that has the most add-ons, so it takes the longest to reload.
Yeah,
so
it takes the longest to roll. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the Fighting with Foundry portion of tonight's session.
Yes, mm-hmm. but it's not an interesting problem. It's a solved problem, which means it gets results faster. While I'm waiting for it to load.
I rolled a perception check not be hit by the box falling down, and apparently I did well enough that I rolled out of the way.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 24 perception check to make sure I didn't get hit by anything falling out of the tree from that situation.
A 24 perception check. Wonderful. That means you are definitely paying attention. That means you notice when the vines and flowers move to stop Quill from hitting the ground.
Oh.
Now, whether or not they actually stop Quill from hitting the ground, I have to wait for Foundry to finish loading to see what I roll. Because what I
can tell you what you roll. You rolled a question mark.
Gosh, Crash, what are you not getting?
What I rolled was the tree's half of a grapple check.
Mm.
But yeah, so I'm going to start to open my mouth to point at that. the Mac. I'm just pointing furiously at the vines.
Yeah, those vines.
I can mind connect with people. I'm going to force you to pay attention to the vines.
Oh no. Mech is now staring at the vines, wondering why Chadrick has put this into her head.
Yeah, and I'm like, making sure you notice them moving.
Why, someone might ask, did we allow Millie to create a Kalashtar character that can do this? That would want to do
that
this?
Was literally the basis for the character.
And the answer
is... No, this is funnier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, have you seen my NPCs? Do you think I'm going to say no to chaos? I resemble that remark. And I was supposed to be killed in the first episode.
No, we promised it would be all right.
I'm sorry for not murdering you.
You weren't even there. And neither were you. But you were there. And you were there. And you were there.
I was in the bathroom.
Yes, you are blue.
That's why me. That's why me and A are besties.
Wow, this is taking its time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is taking a long time, and I'm not happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if part of why it wasn't showing was lag from something slowing down the access to the Foundry server.
It could well be.
Well, you know what they say. If a page isn't loading fast, open up another window and also have it loading there.
I feel like that's just going to create extra load on the server.
Do you think that?
The second page finished loading.
The Criff.
Okay. Do we need to do something now that it's finished loading?
This is why I have two accounts. Because it still thinks the Game Master is logged in. So now I'm logging in as Crash. Now let's see. This is where Tom would be going. Well, I can tell you the second page has caught up to the first one.
Exciting. The race against time.
Yes. So, you know what? Move Monty. For the record, my figurine of adorable power of a red dragon, which I have named Monty for reasons. Was sitting on top of my dice collection. So that's why I told him to move. I moved my dice collection. None of these are my dice. But that's where that got to.
Dice are they then?
This is a collection of flash drives. Let's see if it's faster for me to find my dice than it is for this to load.
Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
They were in my backpack. I took them to school. They've been there the whole time. All right. That is a D20. Well, Beth, what did you roll for your acrobatics?
The 12.
Okay, well, that beats the one I rolled. So the vines all try to wrap around Quill as Quill falls and manage to tie themselves in the knot. I will allow Quill to make another acrobatics roll to take half damage from the fall. You were 20 feet up.
Ooh, what? Sorry, my whole computer blacked out for a moment.
Mine is too. It's got the little anvil on it though right now.
Oh, so
yeah, Foundry crashed.
Oh, so yeah, Foundry crashed and for some reason my screen turned off when it
I got a little banner right beforehand saying it disconnected and I'm like, my internet's doing great because I'm chatting with y'all. So, yeah, Foundry is having a moment.
Okay.
So, you know that spoken word album that William Shatner did? There's I only know one song from it and not the whole song. But Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? And that tracks well with Crash's Foundry is having a moment. Why is it having a moment?
That's fair.
And I'm saying this as I am looking for buttons to press.
Boop, boop.
So I use Cogbucket, he gives me a 3.
Okay.
Well, I take it I'm not going to be able to grab those vines. The vines were reaching for me. I reach for the vines.
They're reaching for you. You, with cat-like grace, because Ranger, managed to avoid capture. But in the process of avoiding capture, you do not avoid the ground. So what? You are going to take 15 points of fall damage.
Ouch. Can you apply those for me? Because I'm currently in the fighting with Foundry stage of the game.
We all are. We just got to
Everybody is, yeah. It's okay.
There must be a DDoS on Foundry. Someone's someone's doing all kinds of games today. It's a Saturday.
It is They're a Saturday, yeah.
If I remember it, I'll probably just reheal you. I do have that power, even if I often choose to not use it.
I'm just going to, Quill is just going to lie face down on the ground, kind of hoping that the ground will completely engulf her, and if she's dead, she doesn't have to be this embarrassed.
That's fair. That's fair. Chadrick might join you in solidarity.
Yeah, everyone is going to be doing the, are you all right? Are you all right? I'm just going to be lying here. It's like, if Chadrick's I pretend hard enough...
You see two kobold feet come up into your line of sight, and you hear a voice say, "Are you okay?" That looked incredibly mortifyingly embarrassing.
Is there anything remotely resembling like a pile of vines or a giant leaf or something that I can move to cover my head?
Well, remember I said the tree was covered in vines?
Yeah.
There are still vines about. Matter of fact, that tree branch landed next to you.
Oh,
just sort of drag it over and cover my head and just, I'm just going to not be here for a while.
Can I read the mind of the vines?
Well, your ability allows you to, without having to make a roll, detect surface thoughts. There are no surface thoughts.
They're all deep thoughts.
Aren't they on the surface of the tree?
There are thoughts on the surface of the ground. They belong to Quill.
Quill hates everything. It's incredibly mortified and just wants to not be here for a while, obviously.
Just mentally sending it there.
What is this? Ah, someone applying box to head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, Foundry's just really trying.
Recording real quick. Okay, we're back. There has been some shenaniganery. I may have kicked the Foundry server a few times. All may have ganged up on it for a little bit. But it seems to be running. Nobody look in its direction. Nobody sneeze anywhere near it. We don't want it to get a virus. Yes.
We have
rolled for initiative in the meantime. Sam Reich is going first with a 19.1. Sam Reich is standing in for the tree because in my eagerness to do things, I may have accidentally done something that wasn't supposed to be done. And Sam Reich is easier to use than the tree monster. And he's been here the whole time, and I'm not sure I can actually use that audio clip, so I might have to cut that.
Aww. Yeah.
Yes.
I probably find out that they will do anything about it.
All right, so the tree is going to try to make an attack against probably Quill at this point, because Quill is reaching out to try to pull the branch that they just rudely broke off the tree over on top of them to try to hide.
Quill is, she's very sorry about it, but also she didn't realize that the tree was going to, she broke something too, okay? She broke some hit points.
She broke her pride.
Her pride is absolutely fractured. It needs to go into a cast.
And I was not expecting Sam Reich to roll so well.
No, that's fine.
I'm not the tank and I'm not the healer. It doesn't matter when I go in the initiative.
By the way, I have been rolling a metal die because Foundry. And this metal die has rolled two ones in a row. It tries very poorly to hit you and manages to just smack the branch you were reaching for out of the way. It has literally hit itself.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes. It didn't hurt itself in the confusion. That was Quill. Speaking of Quill, it is Quill's turn.
Quill is sort of, why do you deprive me of my cover in this embarrassing time? I see. The thing is trying to smack at me. I can't use... right, I have to pop in the scene otherwise. Well, I don't think I can hide in plain sight. That takes a minute. Quill is just extremely, embarrassed, and now things are being weird. Why are things being weird? This is terrible.
Because I can't let you have nice things, usually.
Apparently. Hunter's mark, the dadgum tree, and hold any further action.
Oh, look, I found a tree picture.
Hey!
It's a tree!
It is a tree.
Tree-hee-hee.
All right.
Hunter's mark, draw bow and arrow, probably while still sitting on the ground with whatever sprained ankle is signified by the hit point loss, and sort of go from there. Hold any other action. So the indignity.
So you're not attacking?
Not attacking yet, no. Hunter's mark, not attacking, and wailing things about depriving her of any cover for her embarrassment, pathetically.
Alas, I do not have an icon for Hunter's mark. Actually, no, I do. There's a marked one. There we go. And it looks so tiny against the tree. By the way, this grid is not an accurate placement of where you all are. This is theater of the mind. All right, next up is Mech. Mech, a giant tree is attacking.
You have
a lot of weapons except for your great axe. I don't know
right.
what you might be able
she
to
do. She does have a great axe, yeah. She's got a great axe. She's got some other stuff. Okay. It is right now. But yeah, she has a great axe on her back. Okay. yeah, she's going to engage her rage protocol, and then she's going to take the axe off her back and start chopping at the tree.
If a tree falls in the middle of the woods, it was Mech's fault.
Of course.
Yes.
We can't have this in our way.
And roll your first attack.
Okay. Is it just a d20? Sorry, I'm brain dead right now. It's
under inventory.
Oh, okay.
Go down to
inventory.
Yeah, the first section
of
inventory is weapons. Click on the icon for Great Axe of Intimidation.
Okay, let me find it. Inventory, right? Yes. Okay. Yep, Great Axe of Intimidation. There we are.
All right, and then in the chat, you've got an attack button and a damage button. Use the attack button.
Okay, button the attack button. Got a 4. No, I didn't. I got a 13.
Yes, because you have bonuses for things. Yay! Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yay! So, yeah, so I'm going to like start hacking at the tree. I'm sorry, what?
I'm trying to see what buttons I can press in your character sheet to see if I can automate the whole rage thing.
Oh, neat. Yeah, go for it.
Use ability. There we go. All right. So with your 13, you... No, hold on. Okay. I'm trying to see if it adds an additional bonus to your hit.
Oh, okay.
And scanning quickly, I don't see that. So a 13 is going
to miss. Okay. That's fine. She'll try again.
But you have a second attack, so go ahead.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Hit that attack button again.
Hit the attack button again. Okay, let me find it. Sorry, it's really warm here in California today. I can't. Let's see.
And my cat is currently attacking my arm while we're having this conversation, so we're both distracted.
Oh no! Yeah, we're both distracted. Okay, so we're doing what? Inventory and Great Axe again, or
if you scroll up in the chat, the attack button is still there. Or you could click on the axe in your inventory again to get the buttons to show up at the bottom. Either of those work.
I'll just do attack. Seems easier right now. Got a 13.
Well, you know that's
22. 22. yeah. okay.
But you have bonuses. You have +9 to hit from the various things.
Oh, wow.
So with the 22, you are in fact hitting. Now, if you're scrolling up from there, you're going to pass two damage buttons. The one for your rage and the one for the axe. I want you to press both of them.
Okay. Click damage twice? Is that what you're saying? Attack and damage?
There is a box. Oh, wait. Did you not see the... Oh, you wouldn't see it because I clicked on it when I was set for private GM role. Never mind. No, just click on the damage button and then we'll worry about the damage from your raid.
Okay. Got it. 15. All right,
and if I click on the tree blight, I can click apply, and then I don't have to map it. Wonderful.
Okay, cool.
So also, you get bonus damage, which is going to be... I wanted it to show me what kind of die it was, and instead it rolled.
Oh,
you know what? Okay. Roll a d6. I think that's what it is.
D6?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. D6, here we go.
The square at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Rolling that now. 2.
All right. Well, it's a number.
It is a number.
All right. Well, there we go. Mech has done a bonus action and an action. It is Cavil's turn.
Cavil is going to wing back a little bit and send Magpie to do a little flyby here.
Oh, that's what the little bird is.
Mm-hmm. The familiar.
Mm-hmm. Magpie is, in fact, a crow.
They're all corvids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
And Magpie will deliver a touch spell.
Or will Magpie, because I need to have this tree, who I've decided is still named Sam Reich, make a wisdom saving throw. And trees are known to be incredibly wise, just like Sam Reich. Unlike Sam Reich, the tree has failed the roll.
All right.
Choose one ability score while cursed. The target has disadvantage on ability checks and saving throws made with that ability score. While cursed, the target has disadvantage on attack rolls against you. While cursed, the target must make a wisdom saving throw at the start of each of its turn.
So basically, I'm picking one of these options that Crash is reading through. And I am picking the wall curse. The target must make a wisdom saving throw at the start of each of its turns. If it fails, it wastes its action that turn doing nothing. One.
Fascinating.
And let me double check whether Magpie was doing that with its action or with its reaction, because I think it's reaction.
Bestow curse would be horrid used by an antagonist. Oh my gosh.
Now I'm concerned. You've given the GM ideas.
Oh no, the GM would not do this. This is horrid. I'd rather throw a Tarrasque at you, as I have repeatedly.
Okay, that is a reaction. So Magpie is going to use its action to disengage and fly up. Hopefully out of the tree's reach.
And because you're disengaging, that does not invoke an attack of opportunity.
Yes.
The tree would be interested in doing that.
The tree is not getting the opportunity.
Not blame it. It just got cursed by a magpie that decided briefly to be a woodpecker.
In my head, canon, it bestowed curse by pooping on the tree.
Fair.
That is also quite possible.
All right. It is A's turn. I will never not be amused that A's character sheet provides the option for using Psychic Blades as a strength ability. And no, I will not do that. So the first strike hits with a 25. Damage is a mighty 6. Apply. Yes, applying it to the tree, not to A. A does not hurt himself in the confusion. And he's going to use his bonus attack, which is not as impressive. Also rolls a 25.
Nice.
We'll just go with that. What's the damage this time? That's 4? Going to be...
Question mark.
Oh, that's weird. I thought I saw...
That's going to be a 7.
Oh, there's we'll a question.
Apply that. And can we all agree that the tree is currently engaged with Quill?
Quill is going to jilt it at the altar. Thank you. There's our limits to her love of nature.
It's about to get stabbed by A if it's paying attention to Quill. So yeah, it's totally paying attention to Quill.
Either Quill or Mech. I mean, Mech was swinging an axe at it.
That's 12 points of sneak attack damage. All right, that's A's turn. The DM is done just playing the game by himself. It is time for Flinry.
Oh, my goodness. A hostile talking, hostile sapient tree. Flinry is, has a notebook out and is taking notes.
Oh, no.
You know what? I respect that. As someone who purposely hid in bathrooms for 5 combats, I respect that.
Oh, yes. Hostile. Well, we should do something about that.
Oh, my gosh.
You're starting a fire.
I love this spell. Yes. I have had PCs that I controlled use this spell instead of something like Firebolt or something, because you can change where it is. If the enemy runs away from the bonfire that you create, you just say, well, the bonfire is under them again.
Yep.
Well, let's see how well this tree manages to avoid the bonfire.
I don't see trees as dexterous folk either.
I'll have you know this tree rolled an 18.
Sorry.
Sorry. I already had to edit this.
1 second.
The question is, what sound should I edit in over top of what Millie said? That's a little long for a one syllable exclamation.
You could just use the first bit.
I think the last profanity I had to edit out, I used a duck quack.
That's fair.
What the quack?
Yes, I think I edited it out when Beth said something.
I'm sorry.
It means that you used foul language.
Oh.
All right, so anyways. You create a bonfire on the ground, fills a 5-foot cube. Any creature in the bonfire space when you cast spell must succeed a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 fire damage. A creature must also take the saving throw when it moves into the bonfire space for the first time on its turn, or its turn ends there. The bonfire ignites flammable object. Tree is a flammable object, really, but how do I want to play that? Spell's damage increases when you reach 5th level and 11th level. So this is 11th level. This is 3d8 damage, and it has to make it save at the start of its turn, which is going to be soon, because only Chadrick goes between you and the tree.
I would also like to cast a quicken spell.
Because sorcerer.
If it, Yes. Is that okay?
I am not objecting.
Huh. Question. Mm-hmm. Since it's about to be my turn, mm-hmm. I can't seem to get my thing to show me what my spell does.
What spell?
Any of them.
Fascinating.
When I click on the name, it doesn't expand and show me information.
You have it on pop-out, and you have the sheet on Legacy 5e character sheet, right?
Yeah.
Pop-out will not show you what they do. You have to have
That's
it popped
wild,
in.
That's wild, because it used to.
It used to, but when things got updated, the pop-out add-on did broke. Not... Yeah, the pop-out add-on broke, basically, Never. Slightly.
Okay, fine, I'm in. I don't care
I
about
exactly what your problem was.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if your character sheet is not popped out, you can click on the spells to see the data.
That's silliness. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Anyway. So Quicken spell has been cast. So what else is happening with Flinry?
This is a heads up. I am going to make you make another dexterity saving throw.
Ready when you are. Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
I said you were playing Antuxa. I said it.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everyone who casts lightning bolt is Antuxa, Crash. Yes, but this particular one. How does Antuxa feel about showing up in a dress made of feathers? Okay, well, that time it was a mighty 9.
Then it takes the 29 points of damage and catches fire.
It doesn't catch fire from the bonfire, but it catches fire from the...
I mean, the bonfire is clearly having to dry out all of the water and fluids that are in its trunk and whatnot, whereas the lightning bolt, you know...
You are in the jungle. The ground is very damp and moist, and the bonfire was charring its roots in the bottom of the trunk, but not quite getting it to catch yet. Then, with a quickened spell, you point a hand, a finger, at
a
this
feather?
Tree, possibly a feather, and lightning shoots from your fingertips, possibly from the quill that you were using to take notes. It's slightly singed, possibly from previous lightning strikes. It's fine. It still works. It's a pen. Smacks the tree higher up in the trunk, and that part was a bit drier. It explodes. It doesn't destroy the tree. It's very, very bloodied. But large chunks of vine and flowers and tree branches are raining down. And oh, the black box is over there now. It's on the ground.
Oh, I haven't used my movement yet. I'll go back to taking notes as I fly over to the black box.
It is now Chadwick's turn.
Awesome. Let's see. So how's the tree doing?
Poorly. If you were an arborist, you'd be discussing just cutting this particular tree down because its time has come.
Cool.
It is likely very diseased.
So would you consider this equivalent to bloodied?
And then some.
And then some. Okay, cool. I just wanted to know how much effort to put into this.
Yeah, I didn't get to say that before it was hit by lightning.
No, that's super fair. I just, you know, like, obviously, I'm not going to pull out my big guns if the thing's already dying on the ground. Goodness.
Let's put it this way. If you're casting magic missile, it'll probably still be standing. But for the amount of hit points it started with, it's not doing well.
Okay, so with that in mind, it seems to hate thunder. I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite.
Thunderbolts and lightning.
Very, very, very frightening.
So anyways, and then I'm going to hit it. So first I'm going to cast this. First level should be fine. And then I'm going to hit it with my whip. Don't need that because I'm thunderous with that alone. Anyways.
The funny thing is, it's a whip. Whips do almost no damage. But you're going to, if you hit, do a thunderous smite with it.
Yes, I didn't hit.
That's a 1. That's the third nat 1 of the evening.
Oops. But you know what? I still have my concentration. Wait. Yeah. I don't get a second hit, do I? Am I at the point where I get a second hit?
I forget for paladins. You would have a thing that says multi-attack on your character sheet, and I don't see that.
Extra attack, yeah.
Oh, extra attack.
Cool,
it's a different name. How dare they?
So I'll whip again. Whip it good.
Whip it good.
No.
You whipped it better.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
no.
That is 100% better.
But it's still not working.
Oh, my gosh. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, good, now there's two of us.
I mean, when Shadrick was going over to have some solidarity with Quill, I didn't think this was the route you would take.
The route? No, wait, the tree has a route.
I retroactively take credit for all puns. Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't plan them. And for the record, also, I was wrong. That wasn't the third nat one. That was the fourth. Because what? I rolled two of them.
Is this worth using my inspiration on? Because I feel bad.
I don't know.
People it's should hilarious. Spend their inspiration. Yes.
I will. Sometimes because I just feel so bad.
I'm Look, going how to many times have I laughed tonight and not been able to give inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a four. That's a nine. That's a nine. That's, you know,
that's
what?
Still better every than time, seven.
Every time you've rolled, it's doubled.
You just or, keep rolling.
That
he'll
was a
be
four
fine.
On the die.
Yeah, it's Fibonacci. So I'll eventually get there.
Your rolls are increasing exponentially.
Does that count because it's a stationary tree?
No.
Okay.
It's not that it's not that it dodges. It's that its bark provides natural armor.
This is
the whip glancing off the bark. It's not that you didn't hit it. It's that it wasn't you didn't hit it in a vulnerable spot.
To be fair, I have horrible strength.
This is also yes, true. Yes. You deliberately made Shadrick to be bad at lots of things.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Well, my own actions. How could I have guessed this?
It is well, if isn't the consequences of your choices. Speaking of which, it is the tree's turn. It needs to roll to avoid damage from the bonfire. That's a nine. It does not avoid damage from the bonfire.
I have to actually roll for it though.
Yes, I believe that would be 3d8.
So that's another 10 damage.
Uh-huh. Still kicking. Well, metaphorically, it's a tree.
But it is on fire.
It's turn.
It is on fire. It's technically the start of the tree's turn.
So the tree should be making a wisdom saving throw.
That is the other save I need to make, yes. But I had to scroll past the bonfire to get to the other one, so. Just working my way up. Scrolling my way downtown. Scrolling fast. I think I passed.
Scrolling faster.
Too fast.
Whoosh.
There's the Great Axe of Intimidation. There's Rage. There's Bestow Curse. There we go. There we go. Let's see how wise the tree is. Well, good news, everyone. The tree gets to hit things.
Oh, no.
This turn.
So you know, you're not rolling question marks anymore?
Yes, I turned it back to public roll.
Okay, making sure.
Yes, that was an intentional thing because I realized that as I was loading up abilities for people to see, they were not seeing them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did the tree roll for curse?
That was
yes,
the roll.
Yes, that's
they
what just
made.
Happened.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I zoned out for a second.
That's fair. So right now, canonically, there are two individuals who are like right there near the tree. One is Quill, regretting lots of life choices.
So many life choices.
One is Mech, mm-hmm. who is a lumberjack, and therefore okay.
Oh my. Okay, so I guess it's my turn?
Not yet, but I'm pointing out possible targets. And let's be
How
honest.
How is it the tree is so much better at hitting us than we are it?
I rolled two nat ones for this tree so far.
It has not been better.
It hasn't hurt anyone. The only person who took damage was falling, and the tree missed.
Yes.
That's fair. The tree couldn't even hit someone on it.
Quill feels kind of,
to be
of
fair,
sorry and
Quill was
concerned
airborne
that maybe,
at the time.
Yeah. Quill was hoping it was a helpful tree.
And
it
also,
was not.
And also, to be fair, Shadrick is also there because if you are within whipping range, you are within tree trunk range.
You know it.
Yeah. It has a reach of 15 feet. So if you're close enough to whip it good, it
But I didn't. Happen. I did not whip it good.
No,
I whipped
but
it
you
bad.
Made the attempt. And I'm very proud of you. And it is going to try to hit Mech because of the three of you, one of you has actually done damage.
That's fair.
Yep. Okay.
That's such a big die.
That is a 24 to hit.
Okay.
That's going to be... That is going to hit you. That's okay. going to be 14 points of damage. However,
okay.
you are mm-hmm. raging.
Right.
So it will not be 14 points of damage. It'll be
okay.
7 points.
Half that. It'll be how many?
Minus 7 equal. I'm changing the number for you. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're and somewhat because, quiet right at the moment.
Because Me? It is that kind no. of evening. I was
Crash.
Mumbling. I was mumbling okay. away from the microphone because it's that kind of evening. And various yeah, members yeah. of this group have had some struggles. I went yes. and used a calculator to subtract 7 from 160 because, yes, I knew in my heart of hearts that it was 153 because 10 minus 7 is 3. But what if it wasn't? I didn't know.
Honestly, fair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is what okay. I have done. It does have multi-attack, so it is going to try to use its vines to grab some unsuspecting prey. It's going to be Chadrick.
Damn. Dang.
Chadrick's unsuspecting.
Dang it.
Quack, 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 quack.
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 That's going to be a 23 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. And it says other formula. Why are you... Okay. That's 12 points of bludgeoning damage to Chadrick.
Oh, my.
It's not a lightning bolt, but, you know, we'll take it.
Quack, 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 quack.
I have to do math, too. But I'm using my computer's die. My computer's yeah. calculator.
Well, yeah, that's what I was 3 using
minus 12. Okay.
And you are technically currently grappled. You'll
do
be
I have
able
to roll now?
To, well, on your turn, you'll be able to roll to break free.
That's rude.
Yeah. It also looks like since you're concentrating, you have a button you can press to see if you stay concentrating.
Yeah.
Looks like
my whip is still electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yes. Give yourself your inspiration back.
Yay.
I tried very hard not to laugh at that. I tried so hard. I did not get far. And in the end, maybe this won't
it
matter
totally
because
matters.
You got your inspiration.
Yes. Quill.
Quill has decided that this is just absolutely terrible and nature should not be attacking us. This is horrible. She is going to say something along the lines of, I said I was sorry, which is, well, I'm not sure she did or not, but it feels like she should have. And we will try shooting their arrow. Else require concentration. This is... daft. And do that.
So you attempt to shoot an arrow at the tree that is currently on fire. And with
I'm shoot it at a part that's
you hit it really well.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. And I don't believe that I have anything cool that I can do with this, so I'll just have to do damage.
I mean, if you do lethal damage, you still get to do something cool.
Mm-hmm. Lethal damage? I don't think 8 is lethal.
Oh. Oh, no.
It's more close than you think, but it is not lethal.
And then alas. It is not lethal. No, alas. I did mark that way up here with the hunter's mark. Does that do anything? Yes, that does some extra damage.
Well,
can I hit
then,
that?
What's your extra damage?
I don't know. I'm going to click the button.
So,
6.
Okay. So how do you do this?
You got your revenge.
Obviously. Some part of the tree that had been dried up, crumbled away, etc., is just weak enough, and with the terrible, erring grace of a terminally embarrassed elf, the arrow flies true and pierces the poor tree's heartwood, which, you know, funk. Letting it quiver to a and shudder to a demise. The poor thing.
I thought you had the quiver.
You're standing right next to me on the grid, and I can always hit you with this here quiver.
Like it's the first time.
This all definitely happens. The tree quivers, and arrow-like bits of branch fall and twigs fall down around you as it continues to... become its own funeral pyre, thanks to a certain Owlin over there. The ground is damp enough that the fire doesn't seem to be spreading to the other trees around this. This seems to be the only tree in this area that looks anything like this. Chadwick, you also fall out of the tree. You were close enough to the ground that I'm not going to make you take falling damage from this, but you are still currently wrapped up unless you make...
still wrapped up?
Yes, you're still wrapped up in vines. They're sticky. You're the first person to get hit by these, so no one realized. These vines are sticking to you.
Awesome.
Go ahead and make an athletics check to see if you can break free. I know you want to break free.
I do.
Well, 15 was the target number. You have a 16. You do, in fact, break free. Wherever the vines were touching, your skin tingles like you were eating pineapple.
So it was eating me.
And in fact, was possibly a carnivorous tree.
I'm going to crawl onto Mech's shoulders again.
Okay, what happened to you?
The tree was trying to eat me. See? And I point to, like, the eat marks.
Okay, good to know.
Are we sure that it wasn't just going to try to... I don't know, put some seeds on you and let you go to plant?
Eat lines. Don't they, you know, like, you're reddish. Nature?
Well, you might just be allergic to it.
Anyone who cares?
Oh, no. Tree folk are much more horrifying in their reproductive strategy. They grow fruit that local creatures eat, and then the seeds burst from within them.
It's
terrible. But luckily, we have other means of eating. Also, and Flinnery transfers the black box from a taloned foot to her hand. We were looking for this, I think?
Yes, that's one of them. I think there's two more somewhere.
Yeah, one's supposed to be near a big robot thing, and the other one is moving.
Moving?
Moving.
Moving.
That's what we were told.
I apologize. I take notes so that I don't have to remember all these things, and then I can never find my notes. It's difficult, but I manage somehow. Anyway, who would like to carry the black box?
I'm already carrying a Shadrach. Someone else can carry the black box.
Do we still have that bag of holding?
No.
<Mm-mm>.
I'll carry it in my bag of not holding.
Wait.
Very well, little one. You may have it.
It's just a regular sack. There is nothing magical about it.
Somehow it still has the bloodstains, though.
This is a cantip.
Oh, my.
Or maybe blueberries.
A lot of it's hot sauce.
So, shall we rest out in the open for a few minutes so that we can come to our senses again?
We can do that.
We can do that. Sure. Of course we can.
I've never done that before. That explains so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's your chance to do it? As I remove Chadwick from my back and put him next to me on the ground once more.
A is a sort of meditative stance and mumbling something that sounds like the lyric of a song. A does not remember all the words.
I'm in tree pose. I'm trying to become one with the trees.
Oh my.
You're T-posing.
Tree-posing.
That too. And with that note, we're going to take a short break because we have been playing for over an hour, even if you don't include the pause we did earlier for Foundry issues.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're back, and it has been decided that because we had a rather intense fighting with Foundry session today, and we still have a recording that's over an hour long, who knows? Maybe I'll edit out all the silent parts and the various things, and it'll be down to 15 minutes. But we decided we're wrapping up the session anyway. It has been, for us, closer to 3 hours. So.
And Quill is very embarrassed.
And was embarrassed for most of the session.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, you fought a tree, and the tree didn't win. Is there anyone who wants to plug a thing?
Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can ask your local library to get the ebooks because they're very cheap to libraries. Unlike traditional publishers who charge a lot, I like libraries. Libraries are wonderful. Please have my books at list price or lower. And speaking of wonderful books,
One of my websites is bookofgen.net, and I have been putting up book reviews intermittently. I've slowed down a bit because the pollen count has been really high, and so is the weather. But you can find some of those at bookofgen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which has been going on for a really long time, different hosts at different times, and now it's just me. And you can find that at shatteredsoulstone.com.
And speaking of social media.
Oh, yeah. I run one of the Mastodon-esque sites called elek.xyz. That's elek.xyz. It is a Schrodinger's Federated site where we can interact with other websites unless I decide that I don't like you, and then I make you go away.
Which is a very mean way of saying that mean people like fascists don't get to interact with Elek.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're okay with that. Anyway, speaking of websites, you can find all these podcasts at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. There's RSS feeds for all of them combined, but also every posting has an RSS link that goes to just that particular campaign. So you can follow piecemeal if you want to do that instead. You can also follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. Yes, I have my own Mastodon instance because pressing buttons is fun, dagnabbit. And we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, as the party sits and rests and contemplates whether or not getting the kill shot on a tree cancels out falling out of the tree, a low, rumbly roar echoes through the jungle.
Oh, excuse me.
Yay.
Wait a minute. I don't think that was me.
Oops.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.